Welcome back, you brilliant jewelry designer. Thanks so much for joining us in video two of the Jewelry Brand Makeover. I'm Tracy Matthews, the Chief Visionary Officer, Flourish and Thrive Academy. My co-founder, Robin Kramer, and I love today's training, Remodel Your Mindset for Success. We love it so much, and I just can't wait to jump right into today's lessons with you. Before we begin, I wanted to do a quick check-in first. Have you checked out training one yet? It's called Three Pillars, Your Brand's Brilliant Foundation, and it's all about cementing the most critical pillars of your jewelry business and brand. The ultimate goal? To help you start attracting dream clients and raving fans who'll want to buy and wear your pieces again and again. And most importantly, share them with their friends, their following, online, and everywhere. Every video in this series builds on the one that came before it. So if you haven't finished the first video, pause this one and go watch it. I'll wait right here for you, I promise. I'm not going anywhere. If you've already finished your training, I know you still may have some doubts too. So I know you might be thinking some things like, well, Tracy, I'm glad this worked for you, but maybe I'm just doomed. Or I make a few sales here and there, but there's no consistency. I'm not sure I'll ever have a high demand brand. Or all my friends and family tell me they love my jewelry, but no one's really buying. Maybe I'm just not cut out for this. Well, let me tell you something. The jewelry industry is a $180 billion a year industry. So there's definitely room for you to pinch five or six figures out of that for yourself, don't you think? Each person has a unique style, a distinct way they like to express themselves. So chances are, yes, you already have a group of clients ready to buy from you. All you have to do is get your jewelry in front of those people. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's dive into today's training, Remodel Your Mindset for Success. I love this training because it's all about tackling the most important challenge you'll face on your journey to building a successful, sustainable, and utterly irresistible jewelry business. Nope, it's not the kind of materials you use. Nope, it's not the colors on your website. Nope, it's not the amount of followers you have on Instagram. It's actually your mind. Mindset is the one thing that keeps so many talented, hardworking jewelry designers like you from seeing the revenue and recognition that they deserve in their businesses. So even if they're clear on their who, what, and why, because though you might not realize it now, being stuck in a negative mindset can hold you back from taking the crucial action steps that will help you grow the business of your dreams. Almost every mindset challenge ties back to fear, a fear of rejection or a fear of being told you're not good enough or people not liking your work, fear of waking up one day and realizing, my jewelry business isn't a business after all. I was just wasting money and energy all this time. Time to grow up and give up, right? If you have negative beliefs and self-talk like this, this will show up in your creativity and the way you design, in how you price your work, the way you speak about your business and yourself to prospects, how you communicate your story, your approach to business, and all of your sales and marketing efforts. Any of that sound familiar? Please know that there's no shame in that at all. In fact, every business owner on the planet, especially those like us who are highly creative, has had their own mindset challenges and fears to overcome. I've taught thousands of students, each with their own beautifully unique vision and story, but so many of them face similar struggles with mindset and fear. Here are a few of the most common examples that might sound familiar. Maybe selling your jewelry is a challenge for you. It's so common and something every jewelry designer struggles with. It causes a lot of anxiety and sleepless nights. Maybe you're nervous about calling stores or emailing previous customers feeling that you're going to get rejected. Or maybe you even feel awkward just talking about a sale to a potential new client. So you don't sell as much as you'd like or sell anything at all. And it's funny because you might not even have a problem at all suggesting something that you love to a friend, like your favorite eye cream. But when it comes to selling your designs, you freeze in your tracks. You take every no personally and feel awkward anytime you have to talk about your work, or God forbid, have to sell it. You might even be holding out hope that if you do X, Y, and Z, sales will magically come to you without ever really having to sell. But it hasn't happened yet, and it probably won't. Lack of time and energy is another huge obstacle. It's so easy to feel overwhelmed and focus your energy on things that aren't always worth your while. And like so many jewelry designers, you might have a family to take care of or maybe even a day job alongside your jewelry business. Maybe some days you can barely make it to the grocery store before closing, let alone have time to update your website, execute marketing strategy, keep your Etsy fresh, and post on Instagram. Becoming discouraged by lack of sales is huge too. The jewelry industry can be so up and down, and sometimes those perfect buyers can feel especially hard to come by. It's easy for doubt to creep in. even if you're making sales and you're hitting a plateau. Here's the good news. All of these challenges are completely normal road bumps on the journey of building a business. It's absolutely possible to overcome them completely and turn them into amazing success stories. So today I wanted to tell you some stories of jewelry designers just like you who learned to flip their fear and mindset challenge and become incredible tales of triumph. Anna Maria Andrekane's business had a successful year before she joined our community, but she also knew she'd be hitting a ceiling with her current business model and didn't have a clear way to continue to scale up. She's putting so much energy into doing shows on the weekend and was searching for a way to grow her business without having to physically be at a trunk show to sell her designs. Then she'd hit her greatest challenge in her business yet, buying a new home and then discovering she had breast cancer. Her fear almost took her over completely. As she was forced to cancel the majority of her shows, she worried it would devastate her business. How was she supposed to maintain her health, her energy, and run a business while stuck in bed recovering from chemo? So she took a deep breath and put everything that she'd learned from Robin and me in our Laying the Foundation course to the test. Refusing to play the victim, Anna took control and decided to transform her challenge. Instead of letting her diagnosis steamroll her productivity, she switched up her thinking around how she could spend her time. She made the choice to take back all of her weekends and only do one art market a month. The rest of the time, she'd focus on her website and her health. She began to outsource tasks she didn't enjoy or wasn't good at. She started blogging more and marketing while she laid in bed. And as a result, she rocked it. She went from one sale every 3 weeks in the $60 to $120 range to doubling that, waking up every day in November and December to an average of 3 sales a day in the $300 to $600 range. She was also able to make close to the same revenue numbers she'd made the year before, while taking more time to care for herself and her family. That's the power of a mindset shift. Melissa Camilleri Ainsich was about to shut her jewelry business when she found us. She had great ideas and had sold some really lovely pieces. But like far too many talented jewelry business owners, Melissa was grappling with one very common insecurity. She didn't feel like she had a business. She felt like she had a hobby that she messed around with at her kitchen table. She worried, would her business ever pay for itself? Was her talent even worth investing in? Then she joined us in the Laying the Foundation community and decided it was now or never to go full throttle. Growing her business, Compliment Inc., was what she loved, and if she was ever going to take a real shot at making it happen, this was her moment. She gave herself 5 more months to give it her all. With support, slowly but surely, she was able to find her confidence in her role as business owner and chief visionary officer. She found a purpose for her brand, discovered who she wanted to reach, and set some sales goals. And within a year, she'd increased her mailing list by 1,000 subscribers and eventually quit her job as a high school English teacher to pursue her jewelry and lifestyle business full time. Nowadays, she has thousands on her email list. She's doing multiple 6 figures in sales and has a crazy Instagram following. However, she always stays true to her teaching roots, and every year she donates a percentage of her profits to fund scholarships for young women heading to college, which is tied to her bigger business why. Virginia Freda was one of our scholarship winners for Laying the Foundation. When she came to us, she had a dream of a sustainable fabric jewelry business, but not much else. She had very little by the way of money resources, and she just had her baby girl, and while she had a few pieces of jewelry designed, she didn't have a collection. She was stuck in design for everyone mode, so she wasn't reaching her target customers. She worried, I just don't have the time for this. I'm pulled in so many different directions already. I have a little one. Maybe I should just let go of this. But what did she do? She made time. She dedicated herself to finding her focus. She finally uncovered who her dream customer was, identified her dream customer's likes and dislikes, and was able to design a collection based on those ideas. She learned how to price herself for wholesale and retail, and within a year, she had created enough revenue to join our mastermind program the following year. And for me, of course, I have my own story. When I got my first studio space, I found myself creating more, and I felt like I was finally a serious jewelry designer. But I was also making endless excuses about why I wasn't doing a damn thing with my collection. No sales, no meetings, nada. I was frozen. I'd insist, oh, my collection isn't good enough yet, in order to avoid making appointments with stores and clients, or even promote myself. It was clear I had a fear of selling and rejection. I would have stayed in that space forever if I hadn't realized. I have to overcome this fear or my business is going to fold. Plus, every night I would come home and my husband at the time would ask if I'd made any sales that day. When I would say no, he started to suggest that I should get a real job. Yikes. Terrified of having to go back to my retail job, I went full in. I got to business, gritted my teeth, and started booking meetings. I'd show up to every one of them shaking in my boots, but I was there. I listened to everything the buyers said and listened to feedback on how I could make the experience better and fully develop my collection. I learned a ton in a very short period of time. I landed 5 accounts just by listening to what my buyers had to say and by improving my delivery. Pretty soon, I was so busy and started getting orders from dream stores like Twist, the Sundance Catalog, and Metier. So let's be clear on something. Whatever mindset is holding you back, whether it's fear of failure or that I have no time loop, or if you're struggling to convince yourself that you're actually a jewelry designer, the only cure for all of those mental blocks is action, because it's the fear that's keeping you frozen in place. And to jump into action, you have to find a way to flip your mindset blocks and flip them good. So what do I mean by that? Here are a few examples. Feel like you don't have enough time? Flip it. Take it as a chance to study and refocus where you're spending most of your energy. Aren't selling enough in your business to make it feel worthwhile? Flip it. Focus on what's working instead of your money challenges. Celebrating those wins can change everything. Feel like you're hitting a plateau because you're not finding the right clients? Flip it. Start finding out where your existing customers hang out and test, test, test. Scared of making sales or sales calls? Flip it. Focus on being of service and sharing what you do instead. But I know what you might be thinking. It's worked for other people, but it won't work for me. Or I just can't find the time or the energy or the confidence. Or it can't be as simple as flipping my mindset. I've been in this business for too long. Then let me ask you something. If jewelry designers who are exactly like you can overcome things like cancer or totally convincing themselves that all they have was a hobby or balancing motherhood and a thriving business, you absolutely can do it too. So for today, here's your action step. Take a 10-minute block of time, set a timer, and write out your biggest challenges. Then take a moment to flip it and turn that into a mantra or affirmation. You might also want to add some goal-specific affirmations to your list. When I closed my first business and was struggling to make ends meet, I knew I had to change my mindset. My desire was to make $15,000 a month, which would allow me to quit my side job teaching yoga and focus on my jewelry business. Here's the personal mantra I used. I earn a profit of $15,000 a month and easily attract my dream clients, who are more than willing to pay for my creativity. Once you've written out your mantras, share what you create in the Facebook group. Make sure you read what others are posting in the group too. You never know what you might stumble upon. It could be a phrase or something that completely cracks open the mindset block that might be holding you back. All right, that's it for today's training. I hope you're feeling a little bit more revved up and ready to remodel your mindset. Take action and turn your fears inside out. All this can happen in a moment, and that change can happen right away if you're ready to go for it. Get ready, because in the next video, you'll put everything you've learned to good use in our grand finale, the brand blueprint of wildly successful designers. You'll discover the single most important element that will take your jewelry business from where it is now to a brand everyone's pinning, Instagramming, showing off on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. And I can't wait to show you how to do it. Don't forget to post your mindset mantra in the group too, because Robin and I will be reading and loving on every single post. Bye for now. I'll see you soon.